Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Miss the Two Fat Lattes on air? Now's your chance to catch up with another Two Fat Lattes podcast brought to you by Big Mouth Media and Joy 94.9.
Delight. Delight mashup. with what other song? I have no idea.
It's mixed with The Prodigy.
Yes, you can tell. There was something else there.
It was kind of random, but I kind of liked the juxtaposition.
Yes, thanks, Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Very experimental.
It was very experimental. I tried to tell the story of my village through overlocking and embroidery.
Thank you. Now, we had some messages from our listeners.
Yes, and they're not worth talking about. Young Adam wrote in. He said, "Hello, Lattes. Adam here from the Two Skinny Lattes."
Well, has he got another show?
I don't know who that could be. Do we know Adam Skinny Latte? I don't think we christened him that. Did you?
We may have.
Did you smash someone over the head with a champagne bottle and call them Adam Skinny Latte?
No.
Adam Skinny.
I would have remembered that.
I would have remembered it too. You didn't wee on anyone or anything.
No,
we didn't do any sort of christening act at all.
No.
So you didn't put anything on his shoulder.
No, like
a sword.
No.
Adam Skinny Latte, you're being sued.
This week, history was made in Australian politics.
I believe there is a strong body of support for the continuation of my leadership.
Oh, poor Kevy Webby. So now we've got the first female Prime Minister in Australia ever.
First woman, maybe first redhead.
We won't hold that against you, but you know the best thing? Now we've got a Prime Minister that sounds like she should be on Kath and Kim.
We can do great things, and I haven't got any other statement at this time. We have lost our way.
Look at me. I've got one way to say it.
Game on. I mean it.
Spoken and authorised by producer Paul for the Two Fat Lattes Party Australia.
How do you feel about Julia being the new PM?
Who's she?
She's the ranger.
Oh.
No, she's gorgeous. I love her.
Oh.
I'm actually quite happy that she's
Can
now...
Can you stop?
She's our new PM.
Can you stop?
Don't you think? Did you like Kay Rudd?
I think people in polyester suits should not be...
Does she wear polyester? No.
Oh, she would.
She'd have to up her wardrobe now that she's PM.
I know. She has to get rid of all the polyester shirts.
Does she wear a lot of those?
Well, she kind of looks like she does. You know, I do give people benefit of the doubt. Until I get near their underarm. Once I get near that region. And she was kind of...
How do you get near their underarm?
She kind of had an awkward walk when she met... Governor. What's her name?
Quentin Bryce.
What's she's the boss of?
The Queen. She's like the Queen's rep.
Oh, she's like
the Queen sends her out.
She's like baby
on missions.
She's like baby queen.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. She's an Aussie version. But I was very impressed that she's.
Well,
now
I didn't even know all this happened because
where were you?
I've been listening to my playlists on my iPhone in the car.
Well, so the world's
so
happening around you.
I don't listen to news anymore. And then when I get home, I watch Come Dine With Me and the Food Channel. So between the Food Channel and my iPhone, I just don't know what's going on.
And so they don't have any
And
late,
you know what?
What?
I'm loving it.
They don't have late
I'm
break...
loving not knowing what's going on.
Don't they have late breaking news on those
No,
channels?
Not on the Food Channel.
They don't break for anything.
No, the only thing that breaks is Nigella. She often breaks wind. While she's stuffing her face full of
pancakes.
Well,
did you know her partner is a hairdresser?
Who? Nigella?
Julia's.
Julia?
Her partner's a hairdresser.
Really?
So, yeah.
You would never
How's
have guessed.
How's that? She's got her own personal hairdresser.
But that she doesn't use. What is that haircut?
Oh, no, that it's been worse before.
Has it?
Oh, yes.
What was it before?
Oh,
how can you be ranger and worse? That's just not possible. Where do you meet guys in South Yarra?
In Chapel Street.
No, you can't.
Well, where else would you?
I suppose you could if you're outside Lambs.
Oh. Why Lambs?
Oh, because it's cold and they serve hot lamb.
Do you like a souvlaki eating guy?
I wouldn't mind.
Do you like him dripping a bit of oil and grease?
Yes, of course. I love lubrication. But not. I don't think I could do, you know, tucky guy, tucky fry.
Why?
I don't know.
They don't drip. You're making me hungry. What, oh, my
tucky
God.
Tucky fry. I would rather homemade dim sim guy. Souvlaki's good. What about like your wop, you know, like your burger guy?
Well, he'd be like the souvlaki guy dripping.
No, I think they're different.
Are they?
Don't you think souvlaki guy is different from...
So what's your souvlaki guy look like?
It's not about
look. Is it around 2 a.m. in the morning?
It's not about look. It's not about look. It's the energy they exude. You know what's wrong with souvlaki guy? He's driving his mum's Gemini.
Really?
So that's not going to do it for me.
He's not staggering in the street with a VB in one hand.
Staggering in the street can sometimes be good because you can maybe get them to stagger your way.
Into the front seat. Oh, I get it.
Well, Frank, girls of our era.
What are you talking? Don't bring me into your era, thank you.
You are in the era, girl, and it's about time. You know, girls of our ilk.
You make me sound like I'm ancient.
You are. I've got a Homer helpline from Peter from Port Melbourne. So just hang in there, Peter.
8 o'clock.
We are coming around, aren't we?
We are.
We've got to put on our uniform first.
It takes a while. We need to strap it in.
Put on some gloves.
Yes.
Oh, that reminds me. Did you watch... I've never watched one single episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Why did you watch it? You watched the lockdown episode.
I watched the lockdown.
What was that all about?
I got sucked into lockdown.
What was that about?
It was the most stupid thing you've ever seen in your whole...
Did they jump the shark?
Oh, the shark? What's the shark?
As you know, in show business, Benny, if you knew.
Yeah.
In Happy Days, there was when Fonzie jumped the shark...
Do you remember
when they went to Hawaii? Was it Hawaii? I can't remember where it was.
All I remember was Fonzie hanging around in the boys' toilet.
No, he actually did this where he was on a ski boat and he jumped the shark.
Yes.
And it's when Happy Days went ass up.
What do you mean?
So whenever a show goes ass up, they say it's jumped the shark.
Right.
Right.
What do you mean it went ass up?
Well, it was kind of crap after that.
I think
it
most
was crap before that.
When shows in America end up doing a Hawaii episode where they go to Honolulu... Oh, is that Jaws?
It's Jaws.
This show's not going ass up. Are you going to jump the shark?
No, not quite.
Well, neither am I. Can we go under the shark?
So what was this lockdown episode all about?
Oh, some kook goes crazy because apparently the whole show's about a hospital.
Right.
Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
And
hang on.
Oh. Oh. yeah, and what happened was that they, you know, they had an operation. Some lady had an operation and she died.
Right.
Or they turned off the machine.
Yeah.
And so the husband bought a gun and went through the hospital and shooting
everyone.
Okay,
so did you go all the way to the end with this episode?
I had no idea who anyone was or what was going on. All I realised, like, but I was kind of intrigued.
You were, okay.
Because, like, you know, he was going around shooting everyone.
Uh-huh.
And, which... You know, it was kind of fun, but
really, okay.
No, but it was just stupid because like it's so melodramatic, and I had no idea who the characters were, and like my friend Sarah had to explain to me everything, and I know she was kind of annoyed, but like I kind of
you
it was
didn't
kind
care.
Of like
we hate people like you that just come in on a whim.
I
and
love
say,
it.
Who's that? Who's that? What's he doing? I hate that. And I don't blame Sarah.
But the thing, you know, it's just one of those stupid, you know, like they had like a squad, the SWAT team was outside. And so all show was going, when's the SWAT team going to come?
Oh, no.
When's the SWAT team going to come? And she goes, they can't, they're in lockdown. I said, well, that's what you need a SWAT team for, like to go in. They needed some rainbows out there in the SWAT team with a bit of glitter and just sprayed in everyone's eyes. It would have gone
blind. Well, they needed to build momentum.
If you're ever in a situation where there's you're in a shark attack,
yes,
you have to poke it in the eyes.
Apparently, yeah. Or hit it on the nose.
Before it takes a chunk of your hip out.
Some
a British woman went to a Thai nature resort, right, to conquer her fear of monkeys. She had a fear of monkeys, so she flew all the way to Thailand to go to a nature resort to meet a monkey, and she was savaged by a pack of macaws. Macaws?
Macaws are actually birds.
No, well, what's that say? Macaws?
It's a type of monkey, I think, and I can't read that.
She was savaged by baboons.
Let's make it more dramatic.
And I feel like I want to send this lady an email and go, you silly doof beige. Do you know what I mean?
She went to somewhere called Monkey Island. Now, I guess
she's got a fear of monkeys.
I know, but that's the whole purpose of her going.
So why do you wake up one day and go, I've got a fear of monkeys, I'm going to go to Thailand and, like, overcome this fear of monkeys? Like, you and I have a fear of cheap shopping. And sometimes I take you to DFO.
No, it does not go there.
The DFO. Can we workshop?
We can afterwards.
Can we workshop DFO?
We will.
It must stand for something. Death for ordinaries. No. The gorgeous. Let me just quickly go to the email. The gorgeous Andrew from Paran. He said the DFO stands for drab fashion overdose. And isn't that true? Do you know what's worse than shopping at a DFO?
No.
Having lunch there. I walked through that and I thought, you walk through the, you know, like you think, oh, there's a food hall. And then you just look at everyone in disgust. How could you possibly eat here? Do you know what I mean?
You know, if anybody sees you eating there, they're going to have a word.
They would have seen me. I'm the one with the cape and a big wand. And I was like twirling through the food hall, waving my wand over fried rice.
It is 8 o'clock and
smack
it is
bang the on home the hour.
Help.
How did you manage to do that,
I'm just good.
Young lady, your radio broadcasting skills.
Top notch.
Top notch. A grade. That's what you are.
Do I get a big elephant stamp?
No.
What do I get?
A big lick.
No, thanks.
No. Why don't we start off?
Start with the first one.
Nina from Doveton.
Nina, okay.
Nina from Doveton wrote in, hello, darling guys. I have a homo helpline request. Where can I meet a GLBTIQ in Dandenong or Doveton?
Does she want all? She wants all colours of the rainbow?
We needed the cricket sound effect. Poor Nina. Nina, there are no GLBTIQLs.
Well, she's there.
Yes. No, there probably are.
She needs to follow the packs into town. You need to go where there's
Nina, you think you need to think of the city like the Serengeti.
Yes, it's true.
There are times when and us rainbows are like the wildebeest.
We congregate in packs, don't we?
Do we? You think we do?
Oh, well, there's a tendency
there
to.
There are, yes, most of them are nocturnal feeders, so at night they would congregate. It's just a matter of finding the watering hole to go to.
That's right.
Do you know what I mean?
Very much like the wildebeest.
Because some watering holes the elephants prefer, and elephants won't let you near it.
Neither will the alligators.
Alligators, they just pull you in and you'll never get out. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
So what you got to do is you got to walk around with the zebras and the gazelles.
Right. What do they do?
They just feed off that different parts of the grass.
Right, okay. So is that the trick?
This Richard Attenborough thing's not working at the moment.
Really, why?
Because if it was, I would know the answer to this question.
Why there aren't any GLBTIQ people in Doveton or Dandenong?
No, there are. They are everywhere. They infiltrate and are sort of stuck in every, you know, in every nook and cranny. It's just a matter of enticing them out. Gays are like fleas.
Okay, I'm going with you on this one. How are they like fleas?
Well, you don't know they're there until you feel them nicking at your. You know?
Biting you.
Biting you. Biting at your ankles.
Right.
Until you have a scratch. Then you know they're there.
Right. Okay.
Then try getting rid of them. That's a problem.
Right. But this doesn't help Nina.
Doesn't. Well, we're not really interested in helping Nina. Because if I could help Nina, I could help myself.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So her homo helpline request is, where can I meet one? You can't, because I haven't met one, so you're not meeting one either.
Oh, well, that's not
nice. Oh, come on. I'm Titanic. I'm bringing everyone down with
she
me.
She did give you an XOX.
I know, and I love her for it. I'll give her a little rub as well. I'll give her a little click of the mouse.
I don't know if she's looking for you, maybe.
She might be looking. Be. I could pass off as Lezo. So could you, for that matter.
Really?
You've got the Lezos about you.
What do you mean I've got the Lezos about
you were
me?
Googling over Gillard there. What's her
I
name?
I love Julia.
Julia.
Well, if I've got a choice between Crud and Gillard, I know who I'm going for.
Oh, but Rudd gives off a Lezo vibe too.
Does he?
Oh, yes. He even looks like one. Well, he dresses like one. I was at, you know, one of Australia's big supermarkets, and there was a couple of gents in the pasta section, and I walked past and I was overwhelmed by the smell of BO.
Oh, and then something nice.
That's when Super Benny came out. Like, I wanted to quickly, you know, I wanted to run up the aisle and change into my cape and then run back with a wand and then, like, tap him on the shoulder.
Tap, tap.
And say, vanish. Vanish, you feral thing that cannot use soap. You stink. Do you hate that?
Oh,
and sometimes,
God.
What are, you know those garbage cans on wheels that drive through the city? What are they called? Trams? They are Sulu bins. Have you?
Don't open a door on one of those.
Oh, my God.
You could get
I stepped onto one and I just wanted to get like a loudspeaker and go, excuse me, people, there is such a thing as a shower. Peter in Port Melbourne. He says, hello, guys. I'm desperate for help and I need your advice urgently. Now, Peter's – this actually came early on in the show.
Yes, he just made him wait an hour.
So we didn't send out the glitter ambulance.
Ambulance.
Straight away, but we are onto it. He's in ECG as we speak.
Okay.
Tonight I'm watching TV, a pre-recorded episode of Dr. Phil.
He records Dr. Phil.
Who watches it?
I don't.
Even if you recorded it, why would you watch it? My partner suggested that we turn off the TV.
Yes,
oh,
good
I'm
idea.
Loving your partner big time. And listen to the lattes instead. Gorgeous. I'm horrified because I'm a TV addict. So am I, Peter. I love your show, but the thought of turning off my major source of comfort really disturbed me. Well, we can disturb you too.
We can.
You can't
you can
we?
Do a lot of disturbing.
I can disturb you. I can give you some – I could create some visuals that would make your melt your mind,
your retina burn.
Your mind melt. Anyway, I did, as he asked, and now I'm suffering from major withdrawal symptoms. I keep looking at
the book. Is it just the fact that it's Dr. Phil, or is it just TV in general?
It's just TV. I can't do anything unless the TV's on.
He's looking at a blank screen.
Oh, I'm loving him. I can't look. Oh, sorry, I keep looking at the blank screen and I've turned into. What's that?
I've turned into a cross between Sue Sylvester and Gordon Ramsay.
Oh, please help.
Sue Sylvester, you know who she is.
No.
Glee.
Glee?
You don't watch Glee.
What's Glee?
Oh. The campus show on television?
Oh, I'm not. Cam? How dare you? Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? Oh, that's the Fame knockoff.
Kind of. Yeah.
And who's Sue Sylvester?
Well, she's the PE teacher.
Oh, and so a mix of her and Gordon Ramsay.
She's a lezzer.
Is she?
In real life.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Does she know what's her name with the shoes that dances?
With the shoes.
Sand shoes. Blonde hair, sand shoes, ugly jeans, can't dance.
I don't know.
Ellen. You know who I was talking about. Anyway, how are we going to help it?
Obviously, he's having withdrawal symptoms from telly. And by listening to us, it's not
actually
helping.
Peter. You know what I did? I was a major TV addict, and you know
what? What do you mean? Has anything changed?
And I was addicted to on the computer. I was addicted to to chat.
I wonder what's different.
But you know what I did last winter when I was addicted to chat?
What did you do?
I took up knitting, and I'm wearing the beanie that I knitted.
Yes, but what are you doing this winter?
I'm not knitting this winter.
No.
I'm back onto it.
Yes.
I've backed onto it.
Well, that could be an option.
And you can just knit. You can knit yourself stupid. And you can even invite friends over to knit.
You can have a chat.
Knit and chat. Hmm. That's what I did. But just realise this, that while you're knitting, you're not having sex.
Well, that's okay.
No, it's not.
You can knit and then...
It's pearl one...
Sex one.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't knit and have sex at the same time.
Well, no, you can't do that, but you can drop it and, you know.
No, no, no. But while you're in knitting phase, because what happens is it draws out your creative energy.
Oh, so that and need, then you're kind of spent.
So that need for creative outlet is through your beanie. Oh. It's through your cardigan.
Right, okay.
It's through your lap blanket. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
But once you put the needles down, you get hard on. You know, like you get like, you want to create. Oh, Peter, just have a root with your boyfriend.
Now, hang on, I've got to read this. Robert.
Yeah. Robert.
Of the Two Fat Latte groupie.
Yeah.
Rang in to say hello.
Yes.
And loves the show and sends the other staff home so he can listen to you.
Did Joe show? Because I stopped my toe. Oh no. I've got a message here. Before you do that, Frank, I've got a message here. Can I read it out?
Yes.
Hi, I've just picked up my brand new car and I was scanning the radio in to tune in stations, and I've never heard of your station before, but you guys crack me up. And you are being tuned. Click to the next question.
Into number one spot.
Oh, we're being tuned into number one spot. You guys are hilarious. Al from Newport.
Wow, we've been tuned.
And, you know, when I get messages like that, you know, that only can mean one thing.
What?
Get them on the line.
Oh, so you've contacted Al?
Put him on.
Hello, Al.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. Hello, Al. How are you?
What do you mean you never heard of our station before?
No, I've never heard of the station. I was just tuning through and heard you guys make me laugh with all the ferals down at DFO.
So. I'm getting a rather beige vibe off you. Are you a beige?
I'm not sure what a beige is.
Have a guess. I'm a rainbow.
Oh, yes.
Are you a beige?
I wouldn't be a beige then, I guess.
Oh, you're hot. What sort of... please don't tell me you bought a ute.
I did.
Oh, my God.
You got him all lathering up.
Oh, here. I'm moist. Okay, top it off. Pop the cherry. What colour is the ute?
It's black.
Oh. With fat wheels?
Yeah, mud tires. It's a four-wheel drive here.
Oh, can you stop? You people make me ill. Now, Alistair, what happened? You just flicking through and you happened to stumble across a gay station.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
No, is that what you were doing?
No, yeah, I was just flicking through and heard you guys bagging everybody at DFL. And
he loves that. Well, can I just say welcome to the family?
Thank you.
You. Even though, you know, we're going to embrace you. And yeah. add you to the list. I've got your number. I also watched for the very first time in my life a little bit of The MasterChef.
In London?
Yes. In Paris.
Oh, when they did their super challenge.
Yeah, super challenge. And can I say, if you're going to fly all the way to...
They didn't.
You're going to... What?
They took a train.
They took... But they flew to Europe.
Yes.
And that the guys there, what's the one of the judges?
George.
Is he the one that eats like a Cro-Magnon?
I think that might be him.
He can't hold a knife and fork.
He has trouble with his fork.
Because I could not watch that guy eat.
He's a good cook, but he sure...
Look, I'm sure he's a fabulous cook, but I really don't want to watch him eat. Because it almost looked like he was going to eat his knuckles. Do you know what I mean? Like, he almost swallowed his hand. I was like, what is with you, girl? Snap out of it. Learn how to use knife utensils.
Oh, dear.
What's that about?
I don't know. Someone should give him a bit of training.
Someone needs to teach him how to use a knife and a fork.
Well, they're in Paris. They could have done a bit of etiquette.
Because, you know, the other thing, too, is that he looks down. It's like, have you ever gone near a dog when it's eating out of a bowl? That's what it's... He's like that.
He's a bit, yeah,
he's really protective. He's really intense about getting that chicken in his mouth. Isn't he?
He is. But you know, when I'm hungry, I'm a bit like that too.
Anyway, I don't know any of the goss about MasterChef, but that's the only...
Joanne got thrown out.
Joanne. Mm. Which one? Is she the one that cries all the time?
She's the one that cries all the time.
She's useless?
No, she's pretty good.
She's useless.
She got to top eight.
She's useless.
No.
Did she do anything?
She cooked some good dishes.
Yeah.
She cooked a Lebanese dish called fattoush.
Bread salad.
Is it bread salad?
Yeah, Fetish's
bread. No. They had it like a raw meat paste.
Oh.
It was something different. Maybe I'm saying it wrong.
So her cooking skills were really challenged with that dish.
I don't know. Am I saying it wrong? I am.
It's not fattoush. Fattoush is like a bread.
Is
it's
it?
Like bread and yogurt-y kind of thing.
People weren't very kind to her.
Really?
On the Twitter and the interweb.
What did she do to upset people?
I don't know, maybe because she cried all the time. People didn't like that.
I don't like crybabies either.
Well, you know, they talked about her kids. It was kind of prompted.
No, just because you talk about your kids doesn't mean you cry. Well, I talk about you all the time. I don't burst into tears.
I'm not your child.
No, but like, you know, we could have an emotional connection. Couldn't we?
We could. Do you want me to cry when they mention your name?
Yes. Like, I want to, you know, every time I think
do
about
you want
how,
to stop?
Well, every time I think about, every time I think about how you hold me back and how lame you are, I feel like bursting into tears.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production, www.bigmouthmedia.com.au, and Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.